Hello, it's Josh here, producer of MDX Unplugged, unfiltered, unscripted university life. In today's episode, we're joined by Bria, an incredible personality and DJ. We'll be talking music, ego, and have you ever heard of coffee raves? Well, enjoy.
So Farhan, I'm a bit excited for today's episode. What do you think?
We are five episodes in, guys. We are cooking. All the content's going well.
We haven't been cancelled. We haven't been shut down.
We still don't know. We are still from the future, so we have no idea.
It's okay. Don't worry.
Back to the future we come, yeah?
Exactly. Main thing is nobody has given us a waiver or a notice period yet. That's the main thing.
If there's a job openings, you know why. Next month in Middlesex.
Well, not yet. That's in two different departments as
two
well.
Two different departments, though.
But yeah, today's going to be a fun day. It's going to be an exciting day.
I think.
Of course it's going to be exciting. I'm here.
Ugh.
Okay. This is why I regretted this episode.
Let's introduce her.
I'm kidding. But yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of MDX Unplugged, unfiltered, unscripted university life. I am your host, Tanura, joined by my fellow co-host, Coach Farhan. And today we are joined by someone very intriguing. Very intriguing.
Powered by DJ Bria.
Hi, guys.
Oh, God.
For reference, everyone, Brianna, she's a very good friend of ours. She was actually my classmate in uni, and she is now graduated. She now works and does DJing for several major events across the UAE. So thank you so much for taking time off.
My pleasure.
Then again, you mostly work evenings, so this is kind of like your rest timing.
I'm still trying to wake up right now, but it's all good. Perfect. Anything for you guys, you know.
Anything for you us.
Thank you so much for that. So, first thing is, how you doing? I know it's pretty early for the reference.
It's very early, and you guys know I'm a DJ, which means I don't sleep.
Skill issue.
Yeah. It's not, like, here, we got 9 to 5s. Like, it's not hard.
It's not that hard.
For us to wake up at 5 a.m. is like another day in the office.
Yeah. Well, it's a good morning. I think this is the best start to anyone's day. And let's see what we can get into, you know.
No.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm just an average music consumer. So this is going to be Coach Farhan with the grilling questions of the day.
What do you mean grilling questions?
No pressure.
I don't know, man. Like, this is
okay.
Yeah, let's kick things off. Come on, let's do this.
Kick things off with the first question.
Uh-huh.
What got you into this whole DJing?
Well, number one would be my passion. Okay. And I think music connects people on a very different scale. And I think it brings people together. And if you're going through anything, I think music is the answer. And I thought, why not turn passion into work? And now I work with it on an everyday schedule. So.
Fair enough. But so yeah. How old when you realized this was your passion? Was it like you had like an age or like you just came up?
I mean, I was always listening to music, but the passion really kicked in when I was 16. I'm 22 now.
Cramps.
So, but
isn't
yeah.
Isn't your birthday in a few days, bro?
No one needs to know this. So it's coming in July.
Yeah, nobody knows when this, by the way, you don't know when this episode's dropping.
But when it does. Episode 4 should be.
Yeah, but so my passion really came in when I was 16 and I started getting into the works of it all by 18. You know, getting to places, small gigs, private gigs. And then that's where it started building up. So.
Fair enough. So, with that being said, so what kind of, or what genre of DJing? Whoopsie, sorry.
Is it the way, guys, just a reminder, we are joined by Josh, making sure we keep everything on track. So don't Josh, take it. Let's clap once again for come on.
Woo!
Josh doesn't get enough credit.
The producers. Super.
Then I keep referencing him.
So what kind of DJ are you? So I'm sure there's like so many genres of DJ. Are you like open to all or like a particular style?
I would consider myself to be open format, but okay. I do specialize in Afrobeat, Amapiano, hip hop, reggae, R&B, a little bit of the Latina music, you know. but
so basically all the exotic ones more.
Yeah, literally.
Literally all the exotic.
She just listed everything exotic.
Everything exotic.
Yeah.
It's just me sitting here listening to like EDM and rap.
Techno.
The plan is to get into that, but for now, I think
what would be a strong, like a strongest aspect, like a suit? Would it
in
be
terms
Afro?
Of genre?
Yeah.
Afrobeat to my piano, I would say. I go crazy with it, bro.
Lily, at 3 a.m. she'll blast this, and I was like, yo, I think you need to bring back the commercial.
No, I'm not going to deny that, like, Bree is also amazing, because, like, I've had this conversation with you. I don't think I've told you this, though, is that I never listened to, like, Afrobeat and piano until I listened to, like, you play music.
Oh my God, I'm shy.
It's facts. What do you want me to say, man?
The glazing is unreal, Tanura.
Guess what? That's what you did during... Listen, sometimes you gotta show respect, okay? Hey, listen. Do you want... Like, listen.
Tanura, stop cussing. You're on like 4 warnings now.
I haven't cussed, though. What did I say just now?
Okay.
He was praising me.
He was praising.
Praise is good.
But how's the market over here? Like, is it like... the most accessible, or is like the best way to monetize yourself, or is it something still in development? How does it go about it?
In terms of being in Dubai?
For DJing, in particular.
I guess you mean DJ market in
DJ
the UAE or the Middle
East? Yeah, more or less. With all the nightlife, how does that go?
That's a tricky answer, because I think when it comes to being a DJ in Dubai, it's still in the development stage where... Right now, it's more ego than there is skill. So if you don't have the connection, it's pretty hard to tap into the market. But I would say there's a lot more ego than there is skill. And it's definitely hard. It makes things a lot harder for us DJs.
Okay.
But I would say it's all about finding your place, getting to know that one person that might take you to the next level. So,
that's interesting. Like, I wasn't expecting like ego to be like a... like one of the biggest factors right now.
It really is. I mean, if you don't really know or have the right connections, getting in there, you're going to be judged a lot. And it's the music industry. It's growing. It's everyone's trying to be a part of it in a way. Yeah. So, yeah.
And I guess people, I mean, you probably know this answer, this perspective better than either of us, is that like, I guess people don't realize like it doesn't matter whether you're an artist making your own music, if you're a DJ, if you're a remixer, you get judged regardless, because music is music.
Exactly.
Performance.
Exactly. And I won't lie if I'm saying I've never judged another DJ. I mean, you know, you go to the club and okay, what are you playing? What's the next transition?
I mean, again, that's how the artist's life is. Like, if you put yourself out there, you need to be open to criticism and reviews and whatever. Which loads of people are quite snowflakes over here, unfortunately.
Yeah, but then again, there's a lot more ego, as I said. Compared.
Makes sense.
Then compared to like what you'd imagine on a regular basis.
Yeah.
So you need to know the right people. You need to engage with the right people, I would say. And then I think you can take your step up from there.
Then I guess something I'd want to ask is, if you haven't adjusted yet, is as someone that, let's say, with the way you're coming at it, as someone that tries to stay out of like, let's say, the ego aspect of it, mm-hmm. how do you differentiate yourself with like trying to compete with all these guys?
Keep doing what you're doing, like you never back down, you know.
She's quoting on all the movie names. I'll bleep that, don't worry.
Listen, if it was never give up, we will keep that, because we are all John Cena stans over here.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so I would say you just gotta keep doing what you do, and don't let what other people say stop you in any way. And you just gotta keep stepping, you know, keep getting better. If you thought you did amazing yesterday, do even better tomorrow. There's always, always room for improvement. So,
yeah. And it's more like finding and discovering as well. Like now with social media, you can do loads of like content now with DJing, with their sets. So it kind of works out in the end of the day, especially over here. Like you need like, because it's quite saturated to a certain extent. But if your content's a bit more different, I'm sure you'll be able to like,
I guess saturated mean like for specific styles of DJing, right?
More or less. I mean, everybody's doing
in
the same thing. Like everyone has become a DJ, or like, okay, in that DJ world itself, like everyone should have their own style of content just to promote themselves out there, just to be a bit different from others.
Yeah.
So it's more on a selling aspect, I would say, when you start networking.
Yeah, I mean, competition will always be there. It will always exist, but that's what makes things greater. It pushes you to do your best, you know, to get better than the other person over there. So, yeah, you can always improve.
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, listen, I'll be frank. Like, to me, this is all new information to me because, like, for me, when I think about music industry, right, I just know, like, probably, like, the bare minimum. I'm the definition of a noob. Mm-hmm. For me, if I like the audio, if I like the track, I will listen to it. Mm-hmm. Like, you could play Ampiano, and then the next minute I could be hearing Mozart's 7th Symphony, and I'll be like, this is enlightening.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was one of those.
Yeah,
we've seen you guys have both seen my playlist. It will go from the, like, strong techno or EDM to Andy Samberg.
I think if we talk about Tanura's partying...
Tanura's partying is very interesting.
I think we'd have to be censored the entire episode.
The whole episode will be cancelled.
I mean, this technically
right
is unfiltered, unscripted university.
Speaking of parties, what's your biggest gig so far? Like, I'm sure you've done loads of events, like, whether if it's, like, I don't know, house parties or, like, events, corporate events. What is your biggest one so far? What do you feel like you had the most crowd?
I would say the biggest would have been Dice Game Entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
That was a really massive party. It went on till 5 a.m., around 600 people.
Was Tanura there for this?
Yes, he was. It goes crazy. It really goes
time,
crazy.
Man.
One time. It was a memorable one. So.
Yeah, we'll keep talking about it, even on your wedding day, bro.
That's why you guys are not getting the mic.
No. We'll get the mic. I'll
record. I'm not getting married, guys.
We'll call Josh and make sure we'll make a different angle. No. just to hijack the whole wedding.
What? MDX Unplugged episode on that day.
Who knows?
Starring
Tanura. Season 10. No,
Josh, can we put like a red flag on that idea? Anyways, continuing with the podcast.
Okay.
Sorry. So that's your biggest gig so far. Mm-hmm. What made it memorable? Or what do you feel like that was the best so far, I would say?
The reason why I would consider it to be the best is because of the quality of people.
Okay.
People there know how to have fun. Mm. You don't really need anything or anyone, per se. But the people, they just want to listen to music. They want to dance. They want to have fun. And it's all about having a great time, irrespective of what else might be going on. I think everyone was just there to have an amazing time that night. And I performed, so...
of DJ, course, that's the topic. That's the cherry on the sundae.
Yeah. So
makes sense. But what do you prefer mainly? Like, do you prefer this house party stuff since it's quite booming over here, or like normal events, whether it's like a sporting event or corporate events, or maybe like normal corporate parties? Or what do you really prefer? Like, what do you feel like? Okay, this is where I get like, what do you say? More of crowd control, more or less. Like, who would vibe to your music, that kind of a situation.
Well, me personally, I love to tap into a little bit of everything.
Okay.
You know, I think for me as a growing DJ, I think it's great to do that, tapping into various places. But so far, I would say the one that really tops the list are house parties. It goes crazy. What happens in the house stays in the house, you know?
What an iconic statement that is. What happens in the house stays in the house. That I will give a consent to that.
Thank you.
Okay, go on.
Yeah, so I would say starting off the list is house parties, and then outdoor. I mean, I did the MDX Relay Night and...
MDX Relay Night, the largest inter-uni track tournament.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, and...
and she has been DJing it for the past 2 years
since
now.
Its inception, right?
No, it's 2 years.
Ah, okay.
Because in the first year, we had a boring DJ and a boring brand. So I'm just going to leave it
Sorry
there.
To whoever that DJ was, but I took your spot.
Yeah, the DJ just played like desi music. So I was like, no. It just ruined the whole vibe. And I was like, hey, no way. So, but it's okay. We got better brands after that from second and third edition. Of course, we got DJ Bree.
It was easy. Like last year, technically it was this year, but this year's one was definitely my favorite because 11 unis.
11 unis.
We're going to cook next time. We're going to make it 15 or 16. Oh. We're still in the works. So that's going to be even bigger crowd for DJ Bree.
So all of you that are listening that are from universities that have track teams, make sure to reach out to We Are MDX Sports.
Coach Farhan, whatever.
If you need a DJ, now you know who to
Powered call. By Bree, link in the description.
Powered, but yeah, you should link that up as well.
Yeah.
To be very frank, I would say their emails if I knew what they were.
What emails?
Like, just say it out loud, the email IDs.
I think Instagram is easy to assess either ways.
Forget that. I think we're more accessible on there than anything else.
More than anything else, yeah.
Imagine there might be somebody like spamming your email and you're just on Insta the whole day. Like, yeah, I'm not gonna see this for like 4 months.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's done a great job in like crowd controlling, even like bigger events. Because again, I think there was like almost 300, 400 people for the relay night itself.
Yeah.
So having to control a crowd, vibing to it is a whole different skill set you need as well as a DJ. Because you could be like a normal DJ, just play some random music and call the day. But like
the one from the first edition.
But from the first edition, actually, even the brand is a joke. I don't believe anything the brand stands for either ways. But
if you heard Coach Farhan yelling at the runners, it was my fault because they were dancing to my beat.
Oh. Man, at one point, we're like, stop the music, let's start.
Yeah, true, yeah. I remember that day, you were so calm, and then and then the music goes, you was like,
this is not even that. It's just like we had some incompetent volunteers. That's the reason why it kind of made like
okay.
A bit more difficult for us.
The funniest was when he told me to, you know, press the gunshot.
Oh,
and And I pressed play on my track instead.
Hey.
I remember that. The poor runners were at the ponder mark waiting.
Yeah, I think I was one of the midway of the event or something.
Yeah,
it
was
okay. It was a very good event.
But good
very event. Fun blooper reels can be made.
We'll make it bigger. We'll know.
We'll for sure.
We're going to make something bigger. But more events. You never know. But yeah.
Returning on like the topic of like crowd control, something I've always wanted to ask like any like type of performer is like, obviously, you don't get control over the crowds that you're going to meet up with. Like, yeah, if you work with, repeat with a certain brand, then you'll get an idea.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've ever worked with a brand repeatedly, then you'll know, like, okay, this type of people I can expect to show up, so you know how to work. So let's say you're going to work with a different brand. Like, you see their stuff online, but you've never actually witnessed the crowds in person. What's, like, the first thing as a DJ you would try to like focus on to try and hook them on? Is there going to be like a certain beat? Is there a certain like thing you say? What's that thing you do to hook the audience attention into?
For me, it starts from the music perspective.
Okay.
The kind of music I play, the kind of vibes that I set. And then from there, it's all about the beats. What gets people moving? What gets people's attention? You know? So it takes the right song, the right beat, the right words, and you're set. That's all it takes.
Have you ever had like stints though where you felt like, why are these people dead?
I mean, if parties start early, you know, there's always going to be that little group that's in the corner doing their own thing when I'm out there playing music. But then again, everyone's there to have a good time. So it doesn't really matter.
10 PM, it's just like everybody will be quiet, and I think around like 12 AM.
People in Dubai start partying by like 11, 12.
So I guess it's all about not focusing on every single, just focusing on like the overall. As long as the majority is vibing, then you gotta
set the vibe and then decipher it from there.
Okay.
You have to see where it goes and see what time would be perfect to get that, you know, that crowd control that you're talking about. But
I think that's one of the best assets of her, in the sense like she kind of works with the crowd. Okay, if this is the crowd, I'm gonna play with this. Because there's certain brands or events where they go like, okay, we'll have the same DJ, fine. But they don't do anything special with it. Let's say every single week you go, it's the same music,
same repeated pattern.
Same list, same music. I could probably like have a muscle memory of thinking, okay, this music is gonna play. To a point of transitioning, since I edit a lot, even the transition, I was like, there's no creativity. Okay, you can have like a set design, okay, for this XYZ, but you need to like change it up according to the crowd. It's just like they're not receptive to the crowd as it is. But I think for DJ Bree, I think she kind of like works around with that a lot.
Oh, so there is a lot of like a human component that comes to this.
A lot, actually. Like the most successful DJs over there, they know, they listen to the crowd. Okay, what does the crowd want? What the crowd would vibe to? And to have like a proper flow to it as well. So
yeah, then again, you gotta, like I said, you gotta decipher what the mood is and then go on from there.
Yeah, I would say it's more of a trial and error method.
Yeah. It's definitely trial and error.
If you don't succeed, try again, and clearly it's worked out.
Exactly. More or less, more. And at the end of the day, you're there to have a good time. You're there to make other people have a good time. So that's what matters, as long as they have an amazing time.
All I'm going to tell you right now, Bree, is I'm expecting a after party after Untold, run by you.
Okay. Imagine she performs in Untold.
Oh!
You know what?
This could be something we could pull off.
I don't know.
Untold, if you're hearing this, you know where to contact me. So
we're gonna clip that up.
Oh, we're putting that clip. Yeah, Untold. We're tagging all the tags, hashtags, shares. We are pushing this right now.
Pushing in a green room, boiler room. Let's get it. Ooh. We could do that.
Dude, this could work.
Speaking of green room, boiler room. So, do you have any like favorite DJs which you kind of look up to, or just like, you know what? I'm just vibing.
See, I've been doing this for a while now, and there are a lot of people who are amazing DJs, phenomenal DJs. Me, I like to take a little bit from everyone, because everyone is, they grow to keep doing better. And I could say the same about myself. So me, I wouldn't say, okay, this is my favorite DJ. I take a little bit about from everyone. So, because everyone's striving to be better. And if you can take something from someone who's just learning to someone who's been there for 10 years, why not, you know? Mm-hmm. The industry is changing constantly, so you gotta adapt.
Bree couldn't have chosen a more diplomatic answer right now. This is like the safest option of all time, man.
Yeah.
Okay, but what would be the one artist? Yeah, one famous artist? Someone. There's so many. There's Sara Landre, DJ Snake. There's so many of them. So what?
If you want to go like old school, you can even go like Tiesto.
Anyone, like. I'm sure.
I did attend Tiesto show like 3 times and I loved it.
So the answer.
Let me guess, between 2021 and 2022, we need a Coca-Cola Arena and Expo, right?
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
So there you go, Tiesto is the answer.
Tiesto, but yeah, I mean, David Guetta, of course.
Absolutely, one of the best.
So.
I'm just saying it. Skrillex has to come to the. I need Skrillex.
Skrillex is our kid, like when we were like 10 or 11.
Hearing Bangarang.
Oh,
Bangarang, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it correctly. Or if we hear that here. That will cause an earthquake.
Starring Thanura,
yeah. I mean, we've been to DJ Snake once. That was insane.
I nearly missed that.
You're welcome.
DJ Snake.
You're welcome, Thanura. Speaking of which, so there's this new trend coming along.
Oh no.
Over here. What do you mean? Oh no, you don't even know what the question is. So there's this big.
I'm oblivious to trends, so let's hear this.
Not run clubs, that's just overrated at this point. Me being a runner, that it is. But there is a component now called coffee rave. Have you heard about it? Have you heard about coffee? I'm sure you
have. I've heard of coffee, I've heard of rave. Those two should not work together. Please explain.
Okay, so basically, around the world, coffee rave is like popped off. Mm-hmm. It looks amazing. Like, it looks great. People are having fun. Great. It looks absolutely
just
great.
Just confirming, it's just a rave with coffee, I'm assuming.
Yep.
Yeah, that's it. And so instead of drinks, it's just coffee. That's more or less it.
Who wants to rave? Okay, I probably shouldn't be asking this on this forum, but like, who wants to rave while drinking coffee at 2 a.m.? Like,
not 2 a.m., buddy. This is in the afternoon and the morning, by the way. Yeah, you have it like at around 8 a.m. or maybe like after
8?
Like,
what?
8 a.m.
It's crazy.
Is this the breakfast club?
No. That's how it goes by. So
that exists, by the way.
That doesn't exist. So there's variations of coffee rave. So one good example is run club. You do a run club and you have like a whole coffee rave over there. That just happened like 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then another one is just like normal coffee rave during evening time, like 4 p.m. till 6 p.m. Like a 3-hour like a thing with a DJ and people just drinking coffee. It's like you pay like set a price like around 50, 80 dirhams and then yeah, you're just there. You get like, I'm assuming unlimited coffee. I'm not so sure how it goes by.
Some, it's just different types of coffee.
Yeah, you can have whatever coffee you like. So it's basically, the thing is, instead of drinks, it's coffee. That's literally the difference. Plus,
do they have like food at least?
Yeah, you can buy food.
It's like, a cafe.
Yeah, it's a cafe. So these things happen in any cafes, like any of the big cafes.
I'm sorry, but this is really messing with my mind because you don't assume a rave with like, as an often, okay, if you go to like a music festival like Tomorrowland or something, yes, you would assume a combination like that, but coffee rave, like, who has time in the mornings for that?
And no, is it really a rave Yeah, that time of day.
So, isn't the concept of rave like till like the late, like early morning?
So here's a funny person. When I've seen like clips of a UK, US, it's a proper rave. When you see it over here, it's the most corniest thing I've seen ever. Like, it's so dead.
Straight out there, point in blank.
Like, it's very corny. Like, it's very corny. It's so socially awkward. It feels like...
It doesn't sound like a... No, I'll just say it doesn't sound like a concept that would work here.
That's what I feel.
That's a very good point.
The reason being is that Dubai is all about nightlife and it's brunches. Yeah. So now, coffee raves are kind of competing with that. I get a brunch. DJs are always at brunches.
Yeah.
It's massive in Dubai. It's constantly growing. Everyone wants to go to a brunch. Okay, everyone I know. Me too, you know?
Yeah.
But then...
The whole ball of crying right there. 250 that I'm just splurging in.
Yeah, exactly.
The only brunch I do is in Mall of the Emirates Food Court. Thank you very much.
Okay, so then... when it comes to the DJ perspective, I mean, we're there to make everyone have a good time, as I've mentioned before. Mm-hmm. But the concept of coffee and raving in Dubai, those two don't go well. I mean, from what I've seen, Fred's coffee party has been doing great. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It seems to be. But... there are other brands trying to push themselves in and try to force it out there, which is very clear that they're trying to do that.
Okay.
But
it's like kind of shoving it down your throat, no matter.
Yeah. And those two generally don't gel well together over here in Dubai. And like I said, it all depends on the quality of people as well.
Could I ask then, to both of you, because you guys clearly know a lot more about this than me, is like, and I guess we're entering our business / econ side now. So we're bringing our degree sides into this.
Oh my god! Uh-huh. Okay.
Do you think it's also because here right now UAE, it's like the market and everything is not developed to that stage? Because like if you go to like let's say like in Europe and stuff, the idea of raving and coffee, it's all been there. It had time to like gel and mesh together. Like here, it just feels rushed.
Yep.
Again, raving culture's not here. Like, I don't understand why people... Oh, there is raves. There's no raves. Like, people don't understand what
raves exactly mean. There's raves, but they are not from Amazon. They're from Temu.
More or less, in the best way to describe it. Yeah, that's the thing. So,
and they use the discount code also.
It's more of like people have so many misconceptions. Okay, what is a rave? What is techno? Like, just great example being techno. Loads of people like... oh, the techno over here is great. No, that's not techno. That's just soft version or house music. That's not techno.
You want to experience like techno?
Europe. Like, literally, Europe has the...
You know this better than
anyone. I've experienced it over there. There's loads of people like, the techno over here is... No, it's not. Like, that's not really techno. That's like one version of it. Yeah. A subversion. But that's the thing. Same thing with coffee raves as well. I feel like it has potential, but it's not... It's very forced down. It feels very corny.
It feels forced, and I feel like it's a little too rushed.
Bless
you, Josh.
And
so maybe like in a year or two, we'll see how it picks up. Again, depends on the crowd as well.
All about the quality of people over quantity, I would say. It all depends on the quality of people. People who are there with the right intentions to have a good time.
Because I think not just with the topic of coffee raves, with a lot of things that is entertainment based here in the UAE, it takes a good time to incubate and actually become like strong. Like the scene that we have now with EDM, with DJs, 15 years ago, it was a taboo to have it here. Now look, you have one of
the
biggest
festivals.
You have an international festival as a franchise here. Like, who would have assumed that to happen?
And now it's a big thing over there. Yeah. But yeah. So, do you see yourself, if you get a gig, would you say yes to it? Like, for coffee day? Like, let's say, like, you would have, like, a not the greatest crowd, but would you take this as a challenge? Or would it be something like, yeah, you know what? House party for life.
Would you take this as, like, your
main event? Knowing the fact you're going to have a challenge of, like, okay, drawing the people in, that's number one. And on top of that, you do not know what crowd you're jumping onto. So would this be like a task or would it be something you'd be open to like doing it?
For sure. I take it.
You heard it here, lads. And
you heard it here, lads.
Next coffee rave. All Instagram accounts will be advertising DJ Power. Oh, I nearly messed
up. No, please.
Yeah, no, I would definitely take it. Like I said, it's all about growing. And if it's not a good show, you still showed up. And I think that's what counts, you know, from a DJ point of view.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I take it in a heartbeat.
But what if they say no to Afro and Amapiano?
Then? Okay, look, man, don't cry.
I'm saying, because all these raves...
Bree's immediately... No, Bree was immediately like, listen, you are crossing a line here. This is a line you do not break.
All the raves I've seen is just mainly more of like house music. The ones I really don't like, honestly.
No. DJ Bree will be the one to bring it in.
Exactly.
And
unique.
Then he's gonna stop doing it.
There you go. There's your free marketing
exactly.
over there.
Be unique, you know, be unique. Yourself.
She's gonna do it, people are gonna like it, and then she's gonna get called up by the organizer being like, why didn't you play house music? Like every single damn organizer in the UAE. That's how it works. You don't listen to the rules and then they get angry at you.
As long as everyone has a good time, then I'll know I did great, you know? So.
And you're taking a paycheck on the rail as well.
Exactly.
Fair enough. Makes sense. Yeah. So that's coffee raves. We'll see where it goes. Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'll ever.
There was a
juice raves. Now that is an interesting concept.
There was chai raves by the way. So that was a very
listen. That
was the most hilarious thing I saw on social media.
The fact that chai is already gone from one dirham to two dirham is bad enough. I don't need to go to a chai rave and ruin it even more.
It cost like 50 dirhams or something, if I'm not mistaken.
For chai?
For chai.
Not chai, the whole entry fee more. Like, but yeah, I think you get tea with it, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah.
Listen, if I spend 50 dirhams, I better be getting a chai with a dollop of cream. I got some saffron in there, you know.
You get snacks and all of that stuff. Everything's included. It's like, I'm assuming it's like an unlimited flow of like chai,
oh,
I'm assuming.
I hope at least that.
Exactly.
Imagine pay 50 bucks. But
oh, 50 dirhams.
Samosa.
No. I saw so many of this, so many.
Kukulshe make the neck first ever chai rave.
Hey, don't hate on Kukulshe, okay?
No, Kukulshe's not Eugene. I'll be frank, if anyone can pull off a chai rave, it's Kukulshe.
Yeah.
But they didn't, so
exactly.
it's a business opportunity, though.
Because so they understand the market.
We're dropping in ideas.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was a very interesting thing I saw over the reels over the weekend. It's
the perfect example of something being forced.
It was very forced. I felt like it was very forced. Everyone was very awkward, and it was just like DJ is fine. I feel like he did what he could with the crowd he had. It was no problem about that. I just felt like the whole concept, just like, this is the most corny looking thing I've seen in a while. Like,
it's
like how Disney, you know, kind of forces things. That's how it felt.
Exactly. So it's like, you know, the coffee raves are still growing. Okay, they are very, very new. But then chai rave, coffee rave, chai rave. You know, so
coffee rave, we understand. Chai is what you literally get on their way to work. You see the cafeteria. Like
you can see the work in progress when it comes to a coffee rave.
It's still in its development stage, but I feel like there's loads more work to be done.
I guess then if I may ask, like for me, clearly, like I think clearly we can all agree right now, the acceptance here is stop the force, focus on development.
I guess.
For sure.
So I guess a question I have for you is, let's say in the next, like you mentioned, like if you get a gig, for example, let's say in the next 5 to 10 years, with the way music, EDM, techno, everything is going, and even for you, like you, if you don't mind me saying, as much as you're, like you getting the gigs right now, you're still one of the bigger, newer names on the market.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you see your projection in the next 5 to 10 years? Because you must be having something that you're eyeing right now.
Well, definitely going international is on the top of my list. And I want to take my essence and show the world, you know? So.
Just remember, we both have the waitlist rights to every VIP pass you get.
Fine.
I'll be your personal content creator, because that's what I like, offered. Yeah. I'll be offering my friends at this point, whoever has potential.
I'm a public speaker. Do with that as you will.
MC.
MC, you never know.
No.
No, I mean, you could MC. Oink. You could be you could be like the DJ, the MC. You could be that one MC just yapping something. You know, no.
Then I won't stop yapping. That's the problem. Yeah.
No. I'll be the hype man. I'll be the one in the crowd telling everyone, guys. Look, watch, come on, you gotta witness this.
No, I'll be a personal content creator and just make all this cool
PR manager.
Screw, I think it's high time she does that.
Yeah, so, but yeah, definitely going international would be on the top of my list, and completing as many places as I can over the next couple years, and then, yeah, Then once that happens, I'll know I would have made it.
What's your dream destination to DJ?
That's a very tricky question.
Okay, now don't say Europe, but say
no. We need a country. We need a country.
Could be anywhere.
Or if you want, even what's like the biggest festival you want to do?
If I'm in any of these major festivals, it'll be a dream come true. Not, Tomorrowland, Untold.
There has to be one festival you're eyeing.
Yeah, the Untold one, sure.
You know what's a
Tomorrowland? Tomorrowland for me. Okay. For sure.
You know what's a stage I feel like everyone will lose their minds over hearing the way she plays? Ultra in Miami. Miami Ultra would be... I can just see the crowd going nuts there.
I think
there.
Ultra came a few years ago, but I think it got cancelled because of COVID, if I'm not mistaken. It was a big lineup.
Yeah, I haven't seen them for a while.
No, they cancelled because of COVID. I'm not so sure what exactly is going on over there, but it makes sense.
Fair enough. And one place I really, really want to get a feel of, I would say, is Bali. I don't know if you guys...
Bali? Indonesia? Okay.
Yeah. So
they're high on not really. They're quite big on Afro and Ambiance.
Yeah,
really? That's definitely.
So I was not really.
That answer, but your Bali would be a sick.
Yeah,
plus I would. It's cheap.
I was thinking of going for summer this year, but you know,
just take me. I'll DJ.
We're gonna do market research and come back.
Benefits of visa free entry.
Visa free entry, literally.
Yeah, so you guys get it. I don't think I get it.
Skill issue, buddy.
Okay, around Sri Lankan, we get accepted for any visa this time. It's fine.
More or less.
Yeah. No. So I would. As much as you don't really hear that answer, I feel like I would really fit in to the crowd over there in terms of how the music industry goes, the kind of people that like to party. Everyone there just seems like they would just want to have a good time. And you know me, I love my good time.
I mean, to be frank, now that I think about it from an open perspective, Bali like makes a lot of sense. It's, first of all, it's already a massive tourist destination. So you got a bunch of places, if not festivals, you got clubs, you got bars, you got hotels, you got everything like that. You get crowds, international crowds, easily 100+.
Irrespective of where you are in Bali, I think everyone's able to pull a crowd.
Exactly.
For sure.
And the best part is when it's 5 a.m., you just go for some street food, nasi goreng.
Exactly. And I'm a foodie, by the way. I swear.
Food for life.
I live for food.
I haven't eaten
What's the one food you would eat before and after you do a concert? Or like, a DJ set. What's your like go-to thing just to, you know, keep your... blood pumping?
Dino chicken nuggets.
Dark chocolate.
Okay. That's was before, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
What about after, once the whole night is done?
Bro,
like around 4
a.m.
fire.
When I'm done, my brain stops working. Okay. I need chicken.
Chicken. Like literally. Chicken. Like,
so I was technically on track at some point with the dino nuggets.
Yeah.
More or less.
Yeah.
Literally, I've worked with
nuggets.
Her, like,
oh my god, they slap when I'm in that phase.
I mean, to be frank, you are hardcore DJing for 4+ hours. The most you're having is like water, and like you're just having solid food.
Yeah.
And the only thing you want is something warm, comforting, something that reminds you of like. Blissfulness.
I think,
for sure, because it's like my brain just switches off. You can't talk to me after I'm done DJing. It's that bad.
I think so. At that point, like literally, I think when we work together, we don't even care about water, nothing. It's just like, okay, McDonald's, KFC, what's the right
thing? That's literally, I'll be frank, I think that's with anything, like anything that you put your heart and soul to. Like,
literally.
For example, if outside DJing, one of your other passions is football. I'm pretty sure after like a long game, you just need food.
It got to the point our coaches were ordering us pizza.
Which coach are we talking about?
Hey, man. What was this when we went to compete?
What do you mean? You guys got like a team dinner a few months ago.
No, then I like how I'm the one pressing you, but I disappear for 3 months and I come back during the dinner period.
Yeah, yo, please. You've done some high social century kind of thing.
Hey, call me Seth Rollins.
I will not be naming names. I love my football coach.
Fair enough. Fine.
I don't have to name names. It's in the bio.
It's in the
show bio.
It's okay, coach.
Sorry.
DJ Bree.
Final question. Will you come back for Relay Night 4?
I don't think that's a question. You know I'll be there.
You hear that?
First things confirmed, DJ Breeze lighting up.
No offense, I like how you asked the most guaranteed answer ever.
That I swear, is, like, I mean, you, I mean, know, hey, you, I'm gonna know, be guys, there.
You're like, oh, I'm too big for this, you know. Boo,
hell
bye.
Nah. Yeah. I mean, you yourself, you're growing, like, when it comes to the sports teams. Mm-hmm. It's constantly growing. Like you said, this time is going to be even bigger and better.
Like, the only thing now, like, DJ Bree, like, she's going to come back. The only thing she has to remember is, like, oh, it's a bigger event. Okay, I need a higher paycheck.
Yes. For sure.
But no, we'll make it work. We'll make it work. No, work.
Yeah.
We pay for our employees.
Exactly.
Well, or something like that. I don't know. It was an inside joke we both had. It was like, whatever.
It's fine.
Anyways, I think that's more or less it. Or...
I believe so. So,
sorry. It's okay.
It's allergies. But yeah, I believe unless you have anything else that you want to talk, if you have anything else you want to say.
What is one advice you would give all the upcoming aspiring DJs? What would that be?
Well, I would say just to keep stepping, you know. Don't let anyone or anything bring you down. Just keep it moving, keep growing, do what's best for you, and you will grow for sure. Yeah.
That's a solid one.
It's very solid, yeah. And yeah, I guess with that being said, Brie, once again, thank you so much for coming
thank
on.
Thank you for having
episode
me.
4 or 5.
Five.
No, we'll still think around it.
Uh-huh. We're saying episode 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, but then the orders are just going to be different.
Quality content, guys. Let's get
it. Yeah, so of course, make sure to check out Brie's DJing page. We're going to leave everything, all of her details in the description. I mean, hey, are you open to hiring for events as well?
Hell yeah.
So make sure to reach out to her on her social media pages. Of course, make sure to like, comment, share, subscribe, turn on post notifications, and
On Spotify.
Yes, the biggest announcement is Spotify, Apple Podcasts. We're on Amazon Podcasts as well, Josh. Basically, Josh went online and searched up audio sharing, like, websites and stuff, and he has signed us up for everything.
I'm gonna make a bold disclaimer, bro. MDX Unplugged. At one point, we'll be the number one podcast in all the universities over here.
That is being clipped and the pinned.
We will pin that. We will clip that. You know what? And if it doesn't work, everyone can clown on me. So let's get it.
I'm telling you, if we create it, it's Dax moment right now.
It's Dax.
But yeah, so we're going to be putting up a link on this video and on our YouTube page and all our social pages where you can go on there. You can go to any audio podcasting sharing website that you're already subscribed to. Feel free to listen to us. Drop a rating. Fun fact, Josh signed us up for Amazon Podcast, and the app is not even available in the UAE, but we were able to get it uploaded to everywhere else around the world. So if you know people outside the UAE as well, send it to them, make sure that they have a listen to it as well.
So we're growing, I think.
Exactly.
Hopefully.
That's the way to go.
That's the way to go.
So yeah, thank you so much for joining us for this episode of MDX Unplugged, Unfiltered, Unscripted University Life. Thank you and have a great day ahead.
Wow, that's a good one.
That was nice. That was chill.